Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Hey everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right into it today. We are just boiling with information. We are here with Miss Sarah Fraser.
David, I had to fix my lights. David, oh my God, how are you? I mean, you're so mean to me. You're so mean. You're nasty to me. You cut me off one star.
Sarah and I love reading our nasty reviews. I am entitled, I guess. I mean, I work hard, but I guess I'm entitled, and I'm mean to you. Yeah, I'm mean to you.
Oh my God, I love it so much. The reviews are so good.
Did you get any bad ones this week?
No, I haven't gotten any new ones this week, which I'm really depressed about because I was on a roll of getting lame, too much duplication, too many sponsors, eek, annoying. I was on a roll of getting a lot of one stars, but I haven't gotten any one stars this week. Oh, I got a couple. I know we actually got some good ones this week.
My only one star is that I'm mean to you and I'm entitled. Listen, fucking whoever left that, let me tell you, you'll know when I'm being mean, okay? You'll know.
Actually, I should say I did get another one. This was 2 stars. 70% of this show is ads. I love the connect between Sarah and David, but it's just too much. You waste your time listening to all these ads. 2 stars.
I mean, do people watch Housewives with ads? I'm confused. Like, yeah, do you watch the commercials on Bravo? Like, I don't know.
There's not even, like, at least with podcasting, there's the option to skip. When you watch on Bravo, no matter if you're DVRing it or watching live, you realize you have to watch the commercials, right? Like,
losers.
That's how everybody makes money. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, poor you had known 70%. I hope my show becomes 99% ads. That's like my goal, is to have an ad every 30 seconds. That would really be my goal, to be honest with you.
So
let me just put that out there. I'm like, I don't think I have enough ads these days, darling.
You and I, don't we text all week? We don't have enough fucking ads. We're like, we're looking for more ads. Who can we call?
I want more ads. Oh my God. I mean, do we start with, does anybody want to talk about anything except Beverly Hills these days?
I don't. I could give you 3 shows. I could give you 3 shows. If you told me right now, time it, you have 3 hours to rant, I could fill it in a heartbeat. I have so many thoughts. It is so good. And do you want me wound up? I mean, screw all of you who go, oh, this is the worst season. This is like the Real Housewives of New York. This is the worst season of all. We're living through trash. You all are liars, okay? You are absolutely glued to this season. And I genuinely want to know from people, what would you want from this season? Because it's giving us everything. It's giving us true wealth. It's giving us drama with court cases and divorces and robberies. I mean, literally, we are living through the greatest housewife season. I don't care. I'll go on record.
The real world. The real world's out of control.
It's so good. The crossover between real time and back time. I mean, the drama coming out. Are you kidding? You guys are living for this. And I see people online. This is terrible. Fire everybody. This is the worst season. I guarantee they're having the highest ratings. We know they are. We know they are from people who are posting, insiders who are saying the ratings are off the charts. What do people want? I think it's so good.
Well, here's the thing. I do think that, I mean, again, I liked Roni last season. I think Beverly Hills has become the new Roni in terms of this is like exploding in the real world. I mean, we have racist claims, claims of bots, lawsuits, right? Diana's now so happy. We have a cover up, I think. Like, we have like the, to me, it's like, I'm not even saying good or bad. I'm just saying like the stink of it all. I think Bravo is like, what the fuck is going on? I really think they're like in, I think that this is the new Roni in terms of like, we have a mess on our hands.
You think? I'm really hoping that they're doubling down, almost like RHOP. Remember, I mean, there was so much buzz in the spring. Candace was gone. Candace is too toxic. Her social media is trash. And then we see they've come back with every single woman. Mia, they've brought back. And now I feel like we're getting set up for RHOP to pick up where RHOBH is leaving off. You know, you're going to have so much drama in the P. I mean, I feel like I hope they double down. I hope that they, you know, I'm not sure Diana's coming back because, you know.
Finally are saying this because you were You were sure, Sarah dear.
I would bring her back. I think Diana, I think you had messaged me this. I think Diana doesn't want to come back at this point, but I would bring her back.
Yeah, listen, I'm not so convinced. Well, first of all, I mean, you know, we had this thing with like, there's a couple of things that are going on. First of all, okay, as a lawyer, I don't even understand how you can sue a John Doe. Like, I haven't looked into this because I've been too busy, but like, she's suing like John Doe and saying like, this horrible thing with what happened to Garcelle's son. And, you know, now there's rumors of the bots and somehow I'm being blamed for this. And so now she's suing John. I don't even understand how you can sue.
Wait, come on.
Yes, maybe I'm just a dumb lawyer. I mean, you can just sue nobody. I mean, who's being sued here?
Because she is, by doing a lawsuit, she is going to make Meta turn, which is Facebook, turn over the IP addresses of these bots, right? So from those IP addresses, you're going to be able to trace where, what computers they came from, in what location. And then, okay, let's say it's a company in, I don't know, you know, Topeka. They're going to be able to audit that company and go, okay, who hired you to post these races? I think it's genius by Diana. Now, a lot
genius.
Of people think
genius. A lot of
people are like, wait until you investigate yourself. You're outing yourself. I don't think it's Diana. I think Diana is going to out. Look, to me, I think it's going to be the production company and they're going to ship bricks. And I think this case will be dropped, much like Nene and Andy, before we ever get a resolution. Because my conspiracy tinfoil hat is that the production company hired these bots to generate more buzz, more drama, you know? So I think it's genius. We're going to find out who is allegedly behind the bots. And by the way, I don't think we're going to find out who actually is behind the bots.
I agree with like all of that. I think it's like, listen, I've said it before. I've said it again. I'm going to be a broken record. Don't fuck with someone that has $250 million. It's fuck you money. Lisa Rinna's not spending her money on this. I can guarantee you that. Neither is Garcelle.
Dorit. None of these people have money. Sutton doesn't have money like that.
This is like real. And so if you think about it, like Bravo is, if there is a production company involved in this, to me, Bravo's in over their head because there's two powerful people that we're going to get into the second one in a minute named Kathy Hilton. But Diana is a powerful, I don't care if you love her. I don't care if you hate her. This is like, she's bigger than Andy and the head of NBC. I mean, it is $250 million. Like, yeah, you can file a lawsuit and go through all those documents and bots. This is going to be, you know, tons of money. And if she really wants to prove a point, she has fuck you money and nobody else does. Countess Luann and Sonia Morgan? No. I think Beverly Hills as a franchise with Diana and Kathy is dangerous. It's dangerous. Bravo likes to keep it quiet. You do what the almighty powerful company wants, right? Now when you have $250 million, do whatever the fuck you want.
Well, that's why I think, you know, it's interesting. Now I think Diana's out. And maybe Kathy's out. Maybe Kathy's out. Maybe Kathy is just too much of a liability and Kathy is out. Although I can't wait to hear your thoughts on, you know, this alleged cover up.
Well, so like, right. So like Diana now, I mean, I will say it again. Why? And the only reason I could think that Diana herself would want to come back is just to be like, you ain't running me out of town. I'll leave when I say I'm ready. That's the only reason, which might be a great reason, right? But why would this woman want to come back? I mean, the world knows your name, right? Like, you don't need to stay on for that. If that's what you wanted, and, you know, when you walk in a room with Elton John and, you know, Neil Patrick Harris, and people know you now. So, I mean, listen, and don't kid yourself, all these people listening, don't kid yourself. If you guys are really going to be honest with yourselves right now, this is a moment of honesty. Hold up the mirror. How many people aren't going to be nice when they run into Neil Patrick with Diana? Y'all hate Diana, but when you run into her somewhere, you're not going to be nice and tell her how fabulous she is and what a travesty it is that this happened to her, and maybe ask her for a picture. Let's just be honest here today, you know? Maybe not everyone. Right.
Like, I would. I mean, I would love to meet all of them. I'm obsessed with all of them. I'm obsessed with, because I think, to me, part of Housewives is the money, is the over the top, is the Kathy Hilton so rich? She comes to Aspen with this, you know, bed sheet of a bag with elephants on it. You know, I mean, it's just, it's the private jets. It's the, you know, there's so much of that. It's to me, it's just a Shakespearean, you know, reality show come to life. It is such a gift to us. I mean, you have the absolute queen, you know, EJ, who has now lost it all. You know, she went from tons of money to, I mean, this girl doesn't have two nickels to rub together. I mean, you and I, Jan Diff, have more money. You know, I mean, it's just, it's a Shakespearean reality show. I mean, what more do people want? We're living it. I just feel like that.
You're writing a Shakespeare novel over there. No, I mean, so I guess my point, you know, but you're right. You're right with all of that, you know? And so that's the thing. Like, I don't know why Diana would want to come back, because she already has this fame now, or guess what, but I don't know, but you're right. I think it's like Roni, where now there's a stink on this season. I think Bravo's not happy. I think they're just all in over their heads. And I just think, even before all of this and her suing John Doe and, you know, all this, I just think she was in this shit of a season with real life drama. And I just think it's easy enough for them to say, like Jen Armstrong, she's not connecting with the audience, and let her go. I agree with you. I think she could be brought back. I don't dislike her like the whole rest of the world. I think that, listen, the minute I start to see you as an underdog, like I've come around with your EJ. I'm starting to see the light with EJ. The minute I start to see you, and listen, underdog is a very, let's not feel sorry for Erica or someone with $250 million, but I'm just saying, like, I like to pride myself on seeing every side of the situation and trying to put someone's, like, myself into their shoes. So I don't blame Diana. Girl, what took you so long? You got money, but look, I don't even think there's any bots. Like, you have this production company conspiracy, but yeah, I mean, I've said it before. Don't go kill someone in 2022, you know, don't go rob, you know, your neighbor. Like, you will, the digital footprint is, and if she really wants to write, like you say, find the company and then find this and find too hot. I mean, I agree with you. I don't think we're ever going to hear the light of day on this, but like, what if you are Rinna or somebody that was involved? And I don't think they were, you'd be shitting a brick now. Cause it's like, just like Tom Girardi, Jen Shah, people who have lived 20 years, like waiting for that 10 years, waiting for that shoe to drop. It's a horrible way to live. Just live on the up and up, right? But can you imagine if someone was involved, a production company or a Rinna or
if
somebody?
If it is Rinna, allegedly, you know. If it is Rinna, I do feel like that is the end. Yeah, that's it. And she'd be shitting bricks. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we could see that, right? I mean, that would be, you know, Rinna's gotten to the point a lot of people are rooting for Rinna to go down. So that would be
a lot. I think like 99.9% of the world.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, when has there been
this much of like a, the public wants a takedown. I mean, Erica, I guess, but she kind of did it to herself. Do you know what I mean? Like, when have we had a housewife that the public wants, like a public lynching? We want this person gone. Even Ramona, I don't think like to this extent, right? Like,
well, Ramona was close, I feel like, the last season. I mean, people really were divided about Ramona. And I mean, Ramona's a legacy, you know, legacy housewife, but people really wanted her either gone. They wanted her held accountable. I mean, in some way, which, you know, never happened. And now we've moved on. But yeah, I mean, Rena was up there like that.
This is a lynching of Rena. Really? It is.
Ramona was up there like that. Yeah. I mean,
I guess I've, well,
Maybe it's not Rena, you know, like you said, maybe there are no bots. The other truth to this whole thing is there could be no bots. These could be just fucking disgruntled, bored fans at home who are writing these truly racist things and they're hiding behind some fake identity that they make online. I mean, none of that shocks me.
One thing I can say about all of you listening is you guys are so passionate about the Real Housewives and everything we talk about here on a daily basis. But you guys, man, you take this stuff so seriously. The comments you leave on my Instagram, you guys get so stressed out. Team this, team that. You want this one fired. You hate this one. You love this one. You guys need to just relax. And listen, if you haven't tried CBD, you haven't experienced complete relaxation. CB Distillery .com has the best CBD products, including their top rated Synergy Plus collection. What I love, there's no prescription needed. It's delivered to your door. How awesome is that? I mean, seriously, these products take the edge off of life. Oh my God. And they deliver a level of chill you've never experienced. I got to tell you about the Unwind Synergy Plus THC and CBD. It's only available from CBDistillery.com. Of course, you have to be 21 or older to order. Now listen, just from listening to this podcast, you can visit cbdistillery.com and click on Synergy Plus. At checkout, enter Velvet for 15% off. Yep, enter Velvet for 15% off at cbdistillery.com. That's cbdistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota.
And that's when all the hate comes from us. I'll be called racist for saying there's no bots. You're now going to be called, like, how dare you come after the fans? The fans went crazy when Bravo released their statement. How dare you blame the fans? Blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I don't know. I never believe half of these conspiracy theories, but maybe I'm wrong. Do you think Diana truly didn't? Do you think Diana has COVID? I mean, she didn't go to the reunion. I mean,
wait a minute. Did you see this breaking little nugget of spoiler tea? I am hearing that Diana appears via Zoom at the reunion. So she does have COVID, but she's on the reunion. Yes,
she zoomed in. Yes, 100%. That's true.
I do believe, I guess she has COVID. You know, people were saying, why are you kayaking or whatever when you're supposed to be at the reunion? She was just in Hawaii. She apparently was doing like a dress fitting for the reunion. All the pictures were of, you know, her time there in Hawaii. They were posted later. You know... Probably. I think she has it. I mean, we know if you don't show up, i.e. Mary Cosby and Lisa Vanderpump, then you're done. So if she wanted to be done, she would have just lied about COVID and never would have showed up. Now she shows up via Zoom, we're hearing. So to me, she probably does have COVID, or maybe she's lying about COVID, but she still wants to be half in or half out on the show because she does appear.
I mean, here's the thing about Bravo. It's like, you know, we were trying to figure out what was going to happen with Roni, and we had so many theories, and now there's going to be two Ronis, allegedly, although I'm still wondering if the OG show will ever see the light of day. You know, let's not, whatever we think is going to happen with casting, Bravo, I guarantee you, has some bigger plan that we're all going to say, like, wow. But I still do, you know, like, I don't even want to talk about it, because it's like, I'm going to be wrong, but I still think this could be the end for Rena. I think I heard rumors going around that Rena threw Garcelle's book in the garbage and not Erica. Does anyone even care? you know, do you want to talk about the whole cover up now? Because the other powerful person, I feel so I just do think that Bravo's probably scared of Diana with all these lawsuits. And but, you know, also before we get there, good for Diana. It's like you sat around, people said all this shit about you and you're tired of it. Like, I don't.
Why do you think? So, you know, she hasn't sued Bravo. So why do you, and, you know, the production companies are not Bravo. Bravo's NBC, as you already know this. And then they kind of subcontract production companies like Sharp and Georgia Entertainment or whatever. They're right. The ones that actually produce the show. They're the
Evolution.
Ones. Evolution. They have a showrunner. They bring the camera crews. They do the lighting. They do the sound. So, and then they produce the content for Bravo, who pays them, right? So Jenkins hasn't sued any, she hasn't sued any of the production companies. She hasn't sued Bravo. Why do you think that they're nervous? Any lawsuit makes them nervous?
I think anybody in any power makes them nervous. Mm. I mean, they want to, look, it's no shade. They want to use you, abuse you, and spit you the fuck out and slam the door so that your, you know, your dress gets caught, your reunion dress gets caught in the door and you rip the back of it as you're trying to get away. I mean, when they're done, honey, the door slammed. Vicky Gombleson, the door slammed. Dorinda Medley. And I'm not even talking about, like, I mean, although Dorinda will be back for, you know, it's like, look what they did with Dorinda, like setting her up in that season and anger. And then, like, it's like, I just feel like when they're done with you, I mean, that's why I think Rinna is possible. So I just think I think the fact that Diane is coming out and suing and trying to get to the bottom of things, it's whether
they don't like that. Yeah.
It just makes you realize, like, this woman, hey, you could hate her all you want. She really just could spend money like water.
You're right. It's too much of a liability. They do want people with no options.
Yeah. They want to keep you down. And, you know, you could, of course, the Beverly Hills Housewives are richer than all the other franchises, but now we get into Kathy Hilton. And listen, like, Kathy, I mean, I know people that, like, Kathy's, it's like the old blood of Hollywood. Like, they look out for their own. Now, all I know is, I mean, look, by the time everyone hears this next week, I don't know, but I mean, we've heard all season that Kathy uses these words. And now,
where are they, Miss Deontay? Where are they?
Well, here's the other thing. I had from a reliable source that the day that they blacked out, remember they blacked out the episode when they didn't show Beverly Hills? Like 3 weeks ago, they didn't show an episode. It was like right when they were doing a Dubai marathon, but there was no, it was the same week that the stuff happened with Garcelle's son. And look, what do I know? But I heard from a pretty reliable source that they were, which they've done this with Roni. They did this with Roni last season. This is what made me say, is Beverly Hills the new Roni, that they were scrambling to re-edit future episodes. You know, that takes a minute. You have to buy yourself a week. And so that's why they didn't air it. And they were re-editing some things. Now, I also think, I've said this on Patreon with Kim, I also think that, like, the reason they showed Garcelle's Sutton's assistant, I mean, she doesn't have, like, a family, like, a husband, or, but, like, this assistant of Sutton's was her, like, storyline, you know? He's there. That assistant was in this a lot. I think the whole reason they showed so much of him is because this alleged F word was against him. Allegedly. So it's like to put a face with what was about to happen. I think that's the, I mean, you can't say we never intended to show it, because I think that's the whole reason they showed this guy, right? Like, you didn't need to show him. You could have shown, I don't know. I thought he was in it a lot, right?
Okay. So we are certain.
I mean, that's just my theory, that that's why they showed him, because then Kathy said this and it was against him. So let's put a face. And now I'm not certain of anything, but I was told that was blacked out because they were editing. And where is this thing against Kathy? And I mean, if that happens, I mean, then they didn't just decide to do that. Somehow they're afraid of Kathy Hilton. Because if we never see it, right? I don't even know if that's the case. So I guess I am a conspiracy theorist, because I'm down this rabbit hole now.
okay, wait a minute, pause, right? Because yeah, there was always this talk going into this season that Aspen trip, there was going to be explosive Aspen trip. I kind of thought the explosive Aspen trip was Erica. And now I'm beginning to think, because Sutton early on came out. And
no, it was definitely Kathy too. It was Erica, but it was definitely Kathy. This happens on the Aspen trip, this alleged thing.
But I'm saying, didn't people come forward, meaning Sutton, did Garcelle or not Garcelle, didn't they come forward and say Kathy never said that word, that this it was just a rumor that got going, that it never happened? So
yeah,
I mean, couldn't it have really not happened, which is why we're not seeing anything?
Yeah, like, yes, 100%, except Kyle, I have to find where she said this. Kyle, there's some interview or something which went around where Kyle said, you know, I'm nervous about this season. I'm nervous about the reunion because of Kathy. So that doesn't really.
Oh,
and, okay. You know, Rinna has, you know, the day of the reunion taping, Rinna said, you know, it's time, guys. It's time. I sat by and the truth will, I will not sit. This is the season of nobody just wanting to sit. And she's like, I'm bringing the receipts. And now Rinna show. And by the way, when people show things, I don't even believe that. I don't know. But like, she's showing all those texts where it says like, Kathy's like, you know,
please don't say anything.
Right.
Yeah.
We're going to keep this quiet and all that. So, I mean, all right, that doesn't prove anything, but it kind of ties into, you know, so look, if that's the case, yes, they've all said it wasn't said 100%, but that could that just be, I mean, I don't know how Sutton would rectify that if it really happened with her assistant, who, let's face it, that's not just an employee. I mean, they're friends. He's in all her Instagram videos. They're doing karaoke together. Like, that's her buddy from the South that she put on the payroll. So I don't know how you say to your buddy, this is bigger than you. I mean, maybe you say, I'm Sutton Strack and I don't got $250 million, but here's 10,000. Here's 10,000 and just, I'll put it in your bank account. I'm sorry, Kathy did
maybe,
this.
Yeah.
And listen, right? Cover-ups happen. God, I mean, fuck you, David, for saying to Sarah, you don't believe in conspiracy theories, because sounds like you do.
Wait. What is your, okay, well, now that we have conspiracy hats on, I mean,
but
so
you, but do you understand what I'm saying? Like, do you understand, like, they showed this assistant, I think, because that was the ultimate storyline of how that's who Kathy said it against, allegedly. And so, I mean, why not show the person? They filmed it instead of having a BB roll. And I mean, where is it? And yes, they've come out and said it never happened, Garcelle and Sutton. But right, that could just be, we saw Kathy's text apparently to Rinna. She probably got to her friends. I mean, she's friends with the other two, right? So, I mean, it could just be a cover up. And Sutton says, here's some, Kathy Hilton could say to the guy, here's some money. I don't know. Hey, don't out this. Here's 25,000. Just shush. This is going to ruin me. I don't know. And then that's it. But like,
I know,
now
nothing
surprises. If Bravo is re-editing this, and I didn't mean to cut you off. I want to hear your, because I mean, apparently I'm rude and I cut you off. But like, you know, where is it, Sarah? Where is it? If they're re-editing and now the reunion is going to come and go and we're not going to bring this up, then that means then Kathy Hilton is not Luann or Sonia or the Grand Dame. Kathy got to Bravo. And that to me doesn't just happen with a conversation. That happens with legal.
Oh, I don't know. See, part of me is like, well, it's twofold. Part of me is like, okay, let's say she said the F word, right? The offensive word towards gay people, right?
Yes.
I don't, you know, I think because of everything that has happened, Bravo just got done this lawsuit with Nene, right? Ebony, Ramona. I mean, it is not in their best interest to make any of those women. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's Rena. Like, it is not in their best interest to make any of them look at all like racist, because then it makes them look bad. Like, why didn't they, you know, stop production and say something to Kathy or call her out on her shit? You know what I mean? So it's like, if it did happen in a way, I kind of agree with you, we're never going to hear about it because it's in no one's best interest that that comes to light. Right. And I mean, Kathy does have Diana fuck off money. I mean, Kathy has money to write checks to every single person for $50,000. And even if you're, I mean, 50 grand is 50 grand. If you're Sutton, you're Garcelle, you're Rinna. I mean, you know, maybe.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
It's so important to prioritize your mental health and wellness every day. I speak from experience when I say when you work on yourself, you start to see and feel positive changes in all areas of your life. Therapy has really given me the tools to deal with challenges as they arise. It's helped strengthen my relationships. For my therapy, I've turned to Talkspace. Getting started is the most important part. And listen, I mean, we all say it. I'm going to wait till something goes wrong to get started. Wrong. Start now. Start today. Talkspace has helped me so much. They're the number one online therapy platform. They have thousands of licensed therapists trained in over 40 specialties, anxiety, depression, relationships, and on and on and on. And you all know I'm in the Hamptons for the summer, so what I love about it is it's mental health care that meets your needs wherever you are. As a listener of this podcast, you get $100 off your first month with Talkspace. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com. Make sure to use code VELVET to get $100 off your first month just for Behind the Velvet Rope listeners. That's Velvet and Talkspace.com.
Now, see, I tend to think that the message of please be quiet, don't share, whatever it was that Kathy sent to Rinna is nothing to do with the alleged F word. I think it's something else entirely. I don't know if it's gossip or whatever, you know what I mean? I don't know. And I mean, to me, I do feel like Sutton and Garcelle have a lot of credibility. And I don't know. I mean, could they be bought off by Kathy? Maybe. I mean, Kathy, you're right. I mean, Kathy is very powerful in Hollywood, especially in, you know, that 90210 zip code. So maybe I don't know. I feel like if she really said something derogatory, and you know, I mean, I guess too, could it be this? Could it be Kathy? You know, Kathy's so absent-minded. Did you see where she said to She by Sheree, you know, Sheree, she goes, congratulations to Sheree Zapponi. Like she tagged, you know, the other Sheree and said, oh my God, I love your clothing line. And then the real Sheree jumped in and goes, hey, sweetie, wrong Sheree. Like, I mean, Kathy, I also could see Kathy.
That doesn't help her thinking somebody's precious.
I know, but I could also see Kathy saying something like, oh, what a cute, like a derogatory term.
I don't know, Sarah. That's, listen, that word personally does not bother me. That is me. That's just me.
Okay.
It doesn't, but I mean, it bothers a lot. I mean, that's not an appropriate word.
No, it's used usually very hatefully. So I don't know. I mean, this is my thing I always come back to with conspiracies. Okay. Is it so many people have to go along and stay quiet for right. so long. It's just like that they don't exist. It's why QAnon, I'm sorry. I know we don't get political, but QAnon is those two guys in Thailand that the father, son, you know, that created it. And I mean, it's not real, guys. I know we all want to believe aliens are here among us.
They say one of our own is part of it. Miss Siggy Flicker. I mean,
she probably does believe, but I mean,
you
the truth
how
is
I bring really it all back to Housewives.
Isn't there, I don't know. Nothing would shock me. I mean, did Kathy say it? Yeah, she might
listen,
have said it.
And I'm not, I mean, people, again, I have no emotions. I am dead inside. So I just like, what I do here each week is I don't believe in a victim. I believe in, you know, there's plane crash victims, sure. I don't believe in a victim mentality for life. Nobody does what they don't want to do. That is the true belief that I feel. Like,
okay, so when, you're saying if Kathy dropped the F-bomb.
Well, no, I mean, like, I like to get behind why people, like, I feel like people just don't do things, right? Like, if you're like, oh, like, I have to go, like out with my mother. Like, well, you know, like, no one's made, like, people do, like, people that complain about the things they do all day and have to do, you want to do it. There's no gun to your head. So I just think, like, you have to look at, like, the motivation behind people. But no, listen, I'm not really a conspiracy theorist, although it sounds like I am. You're right. I mean, mind you, if this is something that, like you say, Bravo just wants to sweep under the rug themselves, then I think Rinna becomes the most dangerous one. Then I think it's like, we have a loose cannon here. Maybe Rinna has something over on, like, this bitch is going to pop over here. This bitch is going to pop. I don't know what happens if the bitch gets fired. I mean, Rinna exposes things every other, then who knows? I mean, I don't know. I guess.
It is complicated, you know, isn't it?
I don't even think it's being a lawyer. I think it's when I ran HR departments and we're in these meetings at, like, different companies, and I would hear just like, add her to the list to fire, like, cover it up. Like, I heard the craziest shit at various companies. You mean to tell me the major network is not run like that? Yes, I watched Scandal with Olivia Pope, and
They're 100%. They are, and they've come off two big racist allegations. So they are going
to. You're right. You have a valid point.
They're going to do everything. They want to look good. They want their women to look good, regardless of who they are in real life as real people. So it doesn't shock me if it goes away. You know, it doesn't shock me either way. If it never happened at all, that wouldn't surprise me. If it did happen, and maybe Rinna is the loose cannon, and I'll tell you, I mean, Rinna's a genius chess player. This could be, like, Rinna could bring it, could quit. And if Rinna comes out and goes, she is racist, or not racist, whatever, she's homophobic, and she said this by Rinna.
Well, Rinna, or whoever started, is also, she did use another word that does not start with an F. So there is
That's a derogatory. That's racist or a gay slur.
Rumor is she used a word that starts with an F and a word that starts with an N. That's what the initial rumor was. Which Erica stood by and Rinna. Right. Now, listen, I agree with you. Like, when I heard this, I was like, oh, come on. So I'm not even saying, but right, there's two allegations. Now, mind you, also, here's what I would like to know. Let's just put this aside for a minute.
All right. I mean, there's so many theories. Okay,
Where the hell are you, Kyle Richards? Where are you, dark girl? Where are you? Like, this is your fucking sister, man. Like, right? Like, we also saw in the trailer that scene. I guess it's coming up. Look, if we don't see that scene that was shown in the trailer, I mean, let's not have everyone forget. There's that scene where
Remind us.
It's Rinna, Kyle, and Kathy. And Rinna is calling out Kathy and Kyle is crying. I mean, is that ever going to be seen? Because don't think just because it was in the trailer, we're going to see it. Let's remember that scene.
We have 3 episodes left.
Something like that. Yeah.
We have 3 episodes left, which I'm also hearing normally all the women get to see the episode before it airs. I'm hearing they've cut that off, that none of them are going to get a pre-screening. They're not going to see it until we see it.
But even that is like, that's what makes me think Bravo is like, Jesus Christ, we have to just get past this season. And this is a mess. And that's what I think that's where I think heads are going to roll. And that's what makes me think Diana is gone and Rinna is gone. Like, to me, it's just like, we got to get back to the good old days of like drama over a bow on a cape and like happiness. And it's just, I'm not even blaming Diana or Rinna, because Rinna is just trying to be the master at the game and do the job. I just think it's time. And I just think Diana's caught up in all this and just, you know, and that's where someone like Crystal, you can say what you want about Crystal. Like, that's where maybe Crystal goes for not really being the most exciting, but maybe she lives to see another day like Emily and Gina for just being normal.
Every time I see these pictures pop up of Emily and Gina, I'm like, who are they blowing? You know, I mean, I shouldn't say that. I take that back. I don't want to say that because they have great fans, and I've actually communicated.
They do? Well.
Yeah. I mean, I think people really like Gina and Emily because okay, for me, Like, I want to see people in PJs, like private jets, and Kathy in her pajamas. Like, I want to see how the other half lives. You know, I mean, you and I mean, I live like Gina and Emily, you know, I mean, I don't need to see that, you know, but I think a lot of people love them. A lot of people relate. And Emily and I have actually DM'd over this. You know, I was overweight. I've gained and lost 150 pounds. I was on every single diet. I finally like lost weight 8 years ago with mindful eating, and I've kept it off ever since. But I mean, I had such low body confidence for years. So Emily and I have exchanged DMs over that. Like, I'm just so proud of her. Like, she's a great role model for body positivity. So I do think people really like her. So I don't want to say, you know, I take that back. I apologize. I don't want to say that they blew anyone to be on the show. I think that they do add an element of like grounding to that show. But you know, when you have characters like EJ, Kyle, Rena, you know, even Tamara.
Tamara and Heather and Shannon, I mean, are the more interesting three at this point.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's true. It is. Look, now I'm kind of, you know, this is the beauty of you and I doing this podcast. By the end, I usually come around to your side and I'm kind of like, maybe you're right. Maybe they are just on pins and needles, these production companies and Bravo, and trying to get fucking through the next three episodes. And, you know, maybe the reunion's only two parts. I would imagine it's three, but maybe they
just to me. Yeah. And I'm not trying to convince you. It's just, to me, this feels like New York, not the same rate. I'm not saying because of the racist stuff.
Right.
I'm just saying like, it feels like this is bigger than the show. And they don't want that. They don't want Kim Richards with a real alcoholic problem. You know what I mean? They don't want it. They just don't want it. And so
Jackie Goldschneider has been demoted, you know, I mean, they don't want to get into your eating disorder every season, you know?
I think this is too dark. I think it's too dark for them.
Well, I do agree with you. And you know that, I think there are two things that sunk New York. First of all, those women, the combo, and I like Ebony too, but and with Leah, it never worked. None of them had chemistry. They didn't have chemistry anymore with Dorinda out of the mix. It wasn't good. And then they also had the darkness of the kind of racial overtones, right? And it just, people tune in because they want to zone out. They want to, you know, they want you to fight at lunch. And then two episodes later, you guys are best friends again. You know, I mean, that is the formula of the show. And I mean, it is getting rather dark. Every scene, every episode now is a huge fight, is a huge meltdown, is financial ruin, is racism. It's so much. I mean, I part of me likes the darkness because I do think it's realer than the,
yeah,
you know, just having tea at LVP's, you know, I mean, but I get it. Like, you know, you'd have to turn it around next season if you were going to keep, I don't know. I mean, but it is all about ratings. So it's like, if the ratings are off the charts, I don't know what they do. Like it's, because it's, they can't afford a RHOC again. I mean, I don't know.
No. And yeah. And the thing is, like, Erica's not dark, her whole circumstance and all that. Sure. They don't care about that. If you're going to through financial ruins and, you know, if, you know, but like, she, you know, and so it's different, you know, listen, and I don't blame these people. That's the difference. I truly believe, like, if you think about it, like, it's kind of like, to me, like Dorinda, like Rinna is a master chess player, and then we'll wrap up. But she perfected, it's like, you just get so good at the job that you become almost like a caricature of yourself. And you're so good at the job that like, at some point your mind starts to go and you lose perspective on reality versus what the job is. And then you just self-destruct. And that is no criticism, but like, I think Rinna has become so good at the job that she has literally worked herself into a complete crazy frenzy. And just, I just think it's, again, I just think she's become too good at it. And she's just become unraveled because she's so good. Look at all the people that last one season, or that are the Emily and Ginas of the world, that are four seasons and just go. And it's like, bye, honey. Like, Rinna to me will go down in history.
Oh, one of the greatest that's ever. And I mean, you know, you have to.
And maybe she won't go, right?
Maybe she won't. I mean, Rena has had an unbelievable, and I don't care what people think of Rena, the fact that she has existed and worked on and off in Hollywood for 40 years, maybe, yeah, probably 40. I mean, it's just unheard of. It's unheard of. And now she's in her 50s at the height of her game. You know, I mean, now she's made her two daughters stars. You know, I mean, it's, you know, Rena is one of the best. I mean, I want the masterclass from Rena.
I want the masterclass. And look, I mean, if she's back, it doesn't shock me. But I do agree, and someone else said this, and then we'll wrap up. I do think she's also laying the groundwork for, like, if she's not back, she's going to save face, I think.
Oh, yeah. Which is a liability for them, because if Kathy did say something, Rena would be the one person. I don't think Rena gives a fuck. I think Rena would burn her down and promote that damn lip kit and Delilah and who's the other one there? Bella or whatever. You know, they'd be out there. She'd be pumping them up. She'd be pumping them up.
Amelia Gray and Delilah.
Amelia Gray. Thank you.
They're going to criticize you. They've criticized you for not saying her last name correct a few weeks ago. I think you say it fine. Go on.
Oh, who? Lisa
Someone
Rena?
Said you say Rena. I don't hear it, but... Yes. And yes, my nails are silver today. Thank you. So
you're gorgeous. All right.
No, I agree with you. And then we really will go. I think that we have Rena will, like, Carol Raswell style, like Rena will burn. Yeah. She will burn the bridge. It'll burn to the ground. Right. Well, hopefully I wasn't too mean on you today, Sarah.
It was fine. No, David, you're amazing. Stop, please. People are crazy. I love
okay,
you.
People are going to follow you. Where should they follow you?
At the Sarah Fraser Show on TikTok. I put out new podcast episodes 7 days a week. You know, I'm known for my TLC shows. So if you love 90 Day Fiance, Seeking Sister Wives, I do all those recaps every single Wednesday on the Sarah Fraser Show.
And I'm at Behind Velvet Rope. And next time, God, we have so much to talk about that we didn't even get to.
I know. I told you, 3 hours, set the timer. I got a whole nother. I mean, this we didn't even get to EJ's scene.
All right. We have to talk about that. All right. I'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.